Power prices could fall by up to 7% for some households from July 1st. It's part of a shake-up of something called the Default Market Offer, or the DMO, which puts a price cap on what energy retailers can charge. It forces power companies to put households on better contracts by default, particularly people who don't shop around for a better deal. Overall, a more stable energy market, increased output from wind and solar, and less demand during evening peaks means default prices will fall in southeast Queensland and New South Wales by 3 to 7%. For small businesses, the default price will fall by around 10% as well. In South Australia, it's more mixed, with the DMO rising by 1.1% in some households or falling by 1.4% in others. The energy regulator says the DMO doesn't directly translate to the price consumers will pay. It estimates up to 90% of people are on a more competitive contract or have shopped around in recent years compared to consumers on the default offer. It's important to note these policies from the Australian Energy Regulator only apply to households in New South Wales, Southeast Queensland and South Australia. Victoria has its own approach through its Essential Services Commission and expects power prices to drop by roughly 5% in the new financial year. And in recent years, the average annual power bill in Victoria has come in lower than the cheapest power bill in New South Wales. Tasmania and the ACT aren't included as part of the arrangement, whilst WA and the Northern Territory aren't part of the national energy grid. Another program due to start on the 1st of July is the Solar Sharer Scheme, which will give some parts of the country 3 hours of free power during the day. There's often excess solar power going into the national grid during the day, so even households without rooftop solar will be able to benefit. In New South Wales and Southeast Queensland, it'll be between 11 and 2 p.m. and in South Australia, it's 12 to 3 p.m. But households need a smart meter to be part of the scheme, which are usually installed for free if you call your energy retailer. There are plans to put a similar offer in place in Victoria, but consultation is still happening. The Energy Regulator has a government website which allows people to compare plans called Energy Made Easy, but it excludes customers who aren't part of the national grid.